All day, we in here.
I know you gonna dig this.
You know you're rockin'.
You're now tuned in to the Cool Kids Morning Show.
Pop Life Radio, bringing you the best in pop, hip-hop, and R&B.
You are now rocking.
It's the Cool Kids Morning Show.
Yeah.
You are now tuned into Zion the Archangel, Lady A+, Tiffany Feliciano, and your girl Harmony Love.
The station with the best music. Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
Your radio's up. Yo, turn it up.
This is Pop Life Radio, and you're listening to the Cool Kids.
88.7 FM and WATD, 1420 AM, Pop Life Radio. I'm your host today, Harmony Love, and I'm hanging out with my girls. I'm hanging out with Tiffany Feliciano.
Hello, everyone. Hello, listeners.
And Miss Lady A+.
What's goody, world? What's poppin'?
What's good with y'all this morning?
Everything. Feeling good, feeling great. How y'all doing?
Well, I'm fine. You know what? I want to get into this movie, this When Love Kills. It's Ooh. On TV One. It stars Lil Mama. We had a chance to interview her last week for her starring role. Mm-hmm. But this week, we are interviewing Tasha Smith. And Tasha Smith, this is her feature-length directorial debut. When Love Kills is based on the true story of Felicia Blakely. Now that we're on that subject, it's all about a young stripper. And, you know, in social media, in pop culture right now, stripping seems to be like the it thing to do for these young girls. They feel like it's easy money, it's quick money. I can go ahead and, you know, buy all the things I want, stunt, be on IG, straight flexing, you know, the whole nine.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to talk about the downsides of stripping because it's so many. You know, now in today's age, everybody want to glorify the positive things to a situation. But I want to, look, it's positive things, but it's also negative things. I just want to go over a few things. So one of the biggest things, the downsides to stripping that I think is how, you know, strippers, the lifespan of a stripper life is like 2 to 3 years. So I was recently on Netflix and there is this documentary called Life After Porn. And so they have these one-on-one, you know, monologue type interviews. And so a lot of ex-strippers, ex-porn stars, you know, are telling the world, like, look, you know, the money was good. I had fun. I got all the things that I wanted to buy. But after about 2 or 3 years, I was basically burnt out. Like, nobody wanted, I may have been popular at one time, but after 2 or 3 years, you know, your clients and your customers, they get bored with you. And there's only so many ways you can, like, reinvent yourself. So it's only 2 or 3 years time, and it ruins your life afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But, you know, another thing that I didn't really know about, that I was very, very surprised about, especially watching the When Love Kills, you know, I guess I'm naive to the fact, but that champagne room, that's a real thing. Like, it's sex.
Oh, yeah.
Sex goes down in the champagne room. What you say?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, it does, baby. Yes, it does. And it's, you know, some people don't realize that, but they're like, oh, you know, it's strip club. They just going tripping. No, baby. When those women are making those extra $300-$400 in coins, that's where it's coming from. You know, if they ain't, like, in the movie, like, she was like, well, I only made $200 tonight. Well, you better go into the champagne room and get the rest of your money for the night. Mm-hmm. You better come out of here with $700-$800.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's not always the case, too. But there is definitely a champagne room. Not all dancers choose to do the champagne room, but that is almost
like
this. Right, it's coming. You know what I mean? Everyone.
Yeah.
It's almost like this black wall, the secret wall that no one is supposed to know about, but everybody knows about. But you just don't talk about it openly. You know what I mean? As far as outside of the club. Or every dancer is either embarrassed or lies to the extent of what she does in the champagne room. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Not every dancer is willing to say she busted wide open for somebody or everybody. You know what
right.
I mean? Openly. So I don't knock anyone's hustle. I do know dancers. I've never been a dancer, but I do know dancers personally, and I know their hearts. Let me just say that. And I know they're going in there for a goal, and they walk in and walk out. I don't know exactly what they do, and it's not my place to know what they do. But I respect it in a way. You know, I do see the downfalls. One is I look at it two different ways. It could be somebody that's just going in there, and she got daddy issues, and she don't know what she's doing, no guidance. And no, you know, no job history or anything like that. And then I can look at it as a girl that has job history, but needs it right now, has no other resource, by herself, no family. You know, I can look at it in different ways. I feel like everybody goes in that environment or that industry for a reason. And regardless of what the reason is, it's an issue. Maybe a daddy issue, maybe an income issue. But it's an issue. So when they walk in there, their mindset is always go in, get out. It never ends that way. Though you always get trapped up, whether you get money hungry with the greed, with the champagne room, or you get caught up in the drama, or you get caught up in the drugs, or something. That place, that environment, it's the energy. Energy carries us everywhere. So even like a call center, a bad call center, that gossip, you start to gossip when you've never even been a gossiper. Now you talk about, well, I got the tea for this, and I got the tea. You ain't never gossiped a damn thing with that environment.
Right, energy.
It gravitates you, and it takes over. And the same thing that goes on in the club. What's going to happen? I mean, you're seeing a boobie here, a boobie there. You're seeing girls go in and out of the champagne room. Now she's pulling up in a newer car. People talking in your ear, that peer pressure. It's bound to happen. That energy is going to sink you to do or pull you to do things that you wouldn't normally do, whether it be in the parking lot or in the champagne room. You're making a quick dollar, not a way that you normally would. So a downside is peer pressure, for sure. It takes over. Another downside is like people looking at you funny and judging you when you know your intentions were different.
That's exactly. Now, you know, well, speaking of drug use, Tiffany, I know that it is also kind of standard that the average stripper is intoxicated or have to be high just to do the job.
Yeah, right. It takes over mentally, I'm sure.
But I asked her, I said, how do you keep yourself sane every night doing this? She said, I don't do any drugs, I don't drink, I don't do anything. I make sure that I am sober completely. I'm basically dancing off of a natural high just to get this money. And that way, I don't have anything to influence me to do anything that I know that I don't want to do. So I encourage, you know, for dancers, you know, that would be the advice that I would give. The same that she just said, you know, stay sane, stay sober, stay sane at the same token.
Right. Well, you know, also too, shout out to some of the celebs who have gotten out of the game. So I just want to list a few. We got Tasha Smith, the director of When Love Kills. She actually used to be a stripper herself. What about, we got Eve, she used to be a stripper.
Yeah.
You know, she's a rapper, hip-hop artist. We got Amber Rose.
Yeah.
And, of course, her bestie, Black Chyna. They both was in the game.
Yeah.
What about, we got NeNe Leakes from The Housewives. She used to be a stripper.
Yeah.
What about Lady Gaga?
Really? I didn't know that.
Yep. Lady Gaga, she used to dance up on the stage. Now, what about, and then, of course, everybody know about Miss Cardi B.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
But can I point this out? Have y'all noticed that out of the list that you just named, right, think about the people that have been in the game as far as the entertainment industry, like movies and music and things like that. As far as that industry, think about how long they've been in the industry, right? The people that have been in the industry the longest. Back in the day, dancing was like this thing not to do. It wasn't highlighted. You didn't have an Instagram for it. You didn't have your stage name was secret. You know what I mean? And no one knew, and you went in and went out. That was the mentality. That was, you didn't showcase it, no nothing. And you, again, it was a hustler's thing. You in and you out. You go get what you got to get so you can get what you want to get, right? And look at where those people are now. Now you look at 2017, 2016, and now it's like dancers is highlighted. So think about Amber Rose and then think about Tasha right now. Those are two different women. They had two of the same, almost the beginning of the same paths, right? They were in and they were in clubs. But look at her mindset over here and then look at Amber's mindset over there. Where again, she's still in that mindset that it's cool to be this way. It's cool to still carry this energy. It's cool to carry myself in these kind of ways. And it's because it was highlighted when I was a dancer. It was glorified, in fact. I was hired because I was doing this. When, you know, Eve back in the day, it wasn't glorified. She was so ashamed. Not ashamed, I wouldn't say the word ashamed, I wouldn't put words in her mouth. But I know that she didn't necessarily was excited about it. She was happy to get out the game. Excited to get out the game. You know what I mean? So just I when I think about these women, I just know that everyone has their own path. But I'm not in agreement with how much is glorified now, because that's scary to me. With social media being such a platform, I don't need my daughters to see that. That's scary to me. I want everyone to make their own decision.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't want to judge. But I don't need that to look like the way, like an option. That's not an option. You know what I'm saying? I don't, again, no judgment, but that doesn't need to be a option because it's cool to do. I'm not all right with that.
You know, it looks like that, but you know, it's glorified like that online because of the comments, and I think people get confused. So they see, you know, you got a picture of you as a stripper, you got stripper outfit on, you in a like a real sexy pose and you got 1,000 comments saying, "Ooh, you look tight, girl, you look good, I want to be with you," that I'm sure that's confusing for those women to think that that is really something to do, to keep on, let me just keep on doing that, I want those likes, I want to see those comments. And that's just confusing, because in real life, you know, those people are saying yay to you. They may not say they like you in your face. They may just be saying it online. It sticks with that same stigma of, I don't want to be hanging out with a stripper, or I, you know, that stripper, you know, life has this like negative connotation. So, you know, they get confused about the attention they get online.
Yeah, that's a good word, confused.
Mm-hmm. So again, like I said, I just wanted to make sure that we touch on some of the downsides to stripping. Of course, ladies, make your own decision. You all grown, and some women can handle it. Like, some women can may be able to be a stripper, do they little bit, and say, "Look, it didn't affect me emotionally or whatever. I'm cool." But the average person, I just don't think can handle it like that. Especially if you got to be intoxicated to do your job, if that's the average. So yeah, I just wanted to put that out there. So again, this week on the Cool Kids Morning Show, we are interviewing Tasha Smith. She is directing When Love Kills. It airs on TV One. It's the Felicia Blakely story. You don't want to miss it. It is so good. You just got to check it out.
Yeah.
And again, I'm your host, Harmony Love, and I'm hanging out with my girls. I got Tiffany Feliciano.
Hey, y'all. Keep that third eye popping.
And Miss Lady A Plus.
Keep it live.
And you can follow the Cool Kids on Instagram, on Facebook, and on Twitter at The Real Pop Life. Keep it live. Until next time.
Pop Life.
Pop Life listeners, stay tuned with me, Harmony Love, as I speak one-on-one with actress and director Tasha Smith. She's talking about her feature-length directorial debut, When Love Kills, on TV One. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is pop and R&B singer Shanice, and I'm hanging out with Harmony Love on Pop Life Radio.
Every kiss is a door. Can I knock on yours? Can we knock a little more? If it does, is a key. Keep on twisting, keep on locking, keep on turning me. Let me in. I wanna be closer to you, let you under my skin. If I let you in, you gotta be careful with it. Let me tell you again. Hey, love so soft, you ain't had nothing softer. Break it, then you buy it, and it's sure gonna cost you. Love so soft. You can't rub off. You gon' love it if you try it. Got your hook, now you're caught up.
Some big news on her birthday earlier this week. Foxy Brown announced on the gram that she recently gave birth to a baby girl. The Brooklyn native shared a video clip of her brand new bundle of joy with the caption, "My gorgeous, greatest, gray-eyed birthday gift. Glory to God, my greatest hit." Wendy Williams, who is reportedly a friend of Foxy, spilled the tea about the newborn on a show. However, what she couldn't tell everyone is who the baby's father is. But what she did say was that he's allegedly a reggae star. Are you thinking what I'm thinking? Wendy declined to say the star's name on her show and teased that maybe Foxy will call up the studios to put her in the know. Who do you think it is? Get over to our website to let us know or hit us up on Twitter using the hashtag BETBreaks. Want more? Then subscribe to our BET Network's YouTube channel while you're at it. I'm Amina Smith at AminaJTV, and this is BET Breaks.
Oh, this strip club, man. What's up?
Young Money.
Yeah. Me and Mike Will pull up the AOD back to back. Little AMG 63s. I tell all my rake it up, break it down, bag it up. Get up, rake it up. I made love to a stripper. First I had to tip her 20,000 once. She said I'm that. I said I'm that. I already know it. I come with bad weather. They say I'm a storm. VVS is in my chum. That's a Rockefeller chain. I was sending bricks to Harlem back when Jay was still with Dame. I'm in for leave child. What? I got a Patek on. Okay. Got a stripper with me. She picked up the check home. She gon' fuck it up, She don't need makeup. She gon' rake it up, Pay up. She said, pay for the pay. Wait for the pay. Ask God to forgive me. Cause I pray for the. I tell all my rake it up, break it down, bag it up. Break it up.
Yo, brought out the pink Lamborghini just to race with China. Brought the race to China, just to race in China. Little bad Trini bitch, but she mixed with China. Real thick, smuggle bricks to China. I tell all my niggas, cut the check, bust it down. Turn your goofy down, pow. I'ma do splits on it, yeah, splits on it. I'm a bad bitch, I'ma throw fits on it. I'ma bust it open, I'ma go stupid and get fits on it. I don't date honey, cookie on tsunami. All my niggas wipe me once they get that good. I think he need the bunny. I might just let them find me. Never trust a big butt and a smile worth the Ronnie. Rep queens like Supreme, ass Webb and Nitty. Ass Bimmy and Chow, looking from me my doubt. This game is freezing like it wait in the cow. Nickname is Nikki, but my name ain't a cow.
I tell all my rake it up, break it down, bag it up. Get up. Well, I'm the dope boy, the one they talking about. All these gossiping, got my name in their mouth. I know the bad, but no. Two, they should bleed once a month. Cause deal with the do you a and your bitch it expose you. All that pillow talking, deal with the do you a word to my short. We won't never write no statement. We ain't showing up in court. We don't do no gossiping. We don't do no arguing. We don't beef on social sites. We just hit our target. We don't do no rumors. We don't pay no shooters. You a little bitty. You should work at Hooters. Yeah. You a old hater. You a cougar. You a and he a and y'all like twin sisters. Respect your hustle. Get your money, baby. Win with us. Your boyfriend acting like a. Then why you still with us? I tell all my rake it up, break it down, bag it up. Bag it up. I tell all my what? Break it down, bag it up, bag it up. Get up, get up, get up, get up, get up, get up.
bringing you the best in pop, hip-hop, and R&B.
What up, family? This is your boy, Marvin Sapp, and you're listening to my good friend, Tiffany Feliciano, right here on Pop Life Radio.
Pop Life Radio, celebrating over 20 years of urban excellence.
For Complex News, I'm Hanuman Welch. The prospect of Watch the Throne 2 may have just been moved from a never to a maybe. TMZ reports that Kanye West and Jay-Z are making strides towards ending their very public feud. Reconciliation reportedly began when Kanye reached out to Jay and requested a face-to-face to settle their differences. No word yet on whether Hove has agreed to the meeting, but the ask has been made. The beef between two of the most influential figures in music was renewed after Jay-Z took some not-so-subtle shots at Kanye on Kill Jay-Z, after Ye brought up Beyonce and Blue Ivy during a rant at the Sacramento stop of his St. Pablo tour in November. In his interview on the Rap Radar podcast, Jay explained what led him putting his beef with his little brother out in the open. "You can't bring my kids, my wife into it. Kanye's my little brother, but you brought my family into it. That's a problem." Jay-Z also left the door open for reconciliation, admitting that they have always had their fair share of disagreements, but they always found a way to get back on good terms. "You know it's a problem because me and him would have talked about it, been resolved or our issues, and he knows he crossed the line. He knows, and I know he knows, because we've never let this much space go between one of our disagreements, and we've had many. It's a part of who we are. He's an honest person, and he's wrong a lot of the time." TMZ added their feud has nothing to do with Kanye's financial dispute with Jay-Z, which is reportedly being hashed out separately. That's all for now. For everything else, subscribe to Complex on YouTube. For Complex News, I'm Hanuman Welch.
Are you a small business owner? Have you been looking for the digital flair that majors have? We are Michaels Media Group. Give us a call and we'll do the rest. We'll make your dreams a digital reality. Web design, social media management, digital newsletters, email blast, and even increase your social media following. Contact us today at 678-744-9859. Again, reach us at 678-744-9859. Let's start on your road to success together.
Are Jamie Foxx and Katie Holmes making it official? Jamie Foxx and Katie Holmes look like they're ready to take down that wall and stop hiding their relationship from the rest of the world. The two were spotted in Malibu holding hands earlier this week and even donned color-coordinating outfits with matching fedoras, according to Us Weekly. Cute. While the alleged couple was spotted in a rare sighting together, sources say after 4 years of dating, Jamie is still not open with the relationship, even with his friends. Reports add that everyone knows they're together, but it's still unspoken. Why, you ask? Well, rumor has it that her ex-hubby Tom Cruise made her agree to a 5-year public dating ban after she received full custody of their kids. That was back in 2012, so you do the math. Are you ready for Jamie and Katie to come out of hiding? Jet over to our website to let us know or hit us up on Twitter using the hashtag BETBreaks. Want more? Then subscribe to our YouTube channel while you're at it. I'm Amina Smith at AminaJTV, and thanks for taking a break.
What's up? It's your girl, Ashanti, and you are tuned into The Morning Show. They always have the hottest, most energy, all the new records. It's crazy. I love The Morning Show. Those are my people, ATL, everywhere. You can hear them everywhere. So make sure you keep it locked. Stay tuned. Do whatever you have to do. Sit in the car. Roll the windows up. Make sure you tune in every day.
Drive up the partition, please. Drive her all up the partition, please. I don't need you seeing your say on her knees. 45 minutes to get all dressed up. We even gonna make it to this club. And I'm a mascara running red lipstick smudge. Oh, he's so horny, yeah, he want too far. He popped on my buttons and he ripped my blouse. He Monica Lewinsky'd all on my gown. Water daddy, daddy didn't bring the towel. Poor baby, 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 I slow it down. 45 minutes to get all dressed up. And we even gonna make it to this club.
Girl, you like, girl, you like.
Take all of me.
Hey guys, for Complex News, I'm Natasha Martinez. Social media makes it very easy to scrutinize and criticize celebrities who make bad decisions. At times, you gotta think, why not just give them a break? They're only human. But the truth is, when each mistake becomes a PR nightmare, it's hard to sympathize considering some celebs have hired teams behind every calculated move. That being said, the Jenner sisters have had a rough 2017 so far. You could say it ignited when Kendall starred in the now infamous and controversial Pepsi commercial, where she joins a protest and offers a soda to a police officer. The ad was quickly accused of appropriating the Black Lives Matter movement to sell soda, while using Jenner and a can of Pepsi to end racist sentiments. Pepsi came out with a statement that they had clearly missed the mark on their message of peace, and the ad was removed. Speaking on her decision, Kendall Jenner finally weighed in on it during a teaser for the 14th season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. In a riveting dialogue between her and her sister Kim, Kendall expressed that she felt like her life was over. Kim followed up with a groundbreaking sister moment saying, "You made a mistake." Perhaps it's that mistake and move on mentality that Kim shared that keeps the Jenner sisters at peace with the legal troubles that continue to follow them. Aside from PR embarrassment, the two young adults have been hit with what seems like lawsuit after lawsuit. Kylie was just under fire for reportedly stealing a logo. Sarah Pope, who is an artist with work featured around the world, made her Temptation neon logo and accused Kylie of creating a similar and almost identical logo to promote her latest show, Life of Kylie. And let's not forget when Kendall and Kylie's fashion line used the images of music legends plastered with their faces on them to sell rocker tees. As a part of their Rap versus Rock campaign, the Kendall and Kylie collection used the images of Notorious B.I.G., Tupac Shakur, The Doors, Pink Floyd, and Ozzy Osbourne to make a profit. The shirts were on their website for $125 each. Not only did people blast the sisters on social media, but the shirts caught the attention of the musicians' respective agencies, managers, and heirs. Despite public apology and pulling the shirts from the site, Tupac, B.I.G., and the Doors estates are said to have sued the Jenners. And as if that was not the final nail on the coffin, the sisters got blasted again for appropriating Latinx culture with a plaid button-down shirt going for $145. The print alone was not what raised eyebrows, it was the distinct styling of the shirt that was used for social media advertising. Once being called out for directly ripping off the style from Latin cholo chola culture, the images were ripped from the fashion account. Needless to say, whoever is running Kendall and Kylie's PR needs to be replaced. 2017 is hardly over, and the two are still out here making questionable business moves. Here's to the rest of the year looking a little brighter. That's your news for now. For more of today's trending stories, subscribe to Complex on YouTube. For Complex News, I'm Natasha Martinez.
Bringing you the best in pop, hip-hop, and R&B.
What's up, y'all? This is your girl, Lily from SWV, and I'm hanging out with my girl, Harmony Love, on Pop Life Radio.
Pop Life Radio, celebrating over 20 years of urban excellence.
Pop Life listeners, don't go anywhere. We're sitting down with Tasha Smith and talking all about her biopic, where she directs When Love Kills, the Felicia Blakely story, airing now on TV One. Stay tuned.
I go on and on, can't understand how I last so long. I must have superpowers, rap 225,000 hours. Get a calculator, do the math. I made 1,000 songs that made you move, yeah. And for the last 300 months, I made 16 albums with me on the front, and they bump. Where you get your beats? I heard 93 rappers say like me. 2 singers and 10 comedians, and I'm still gonna yell it every time you see me in. What's my favorite word? Why they gotta say it like short? You know they can't play on my court. Can't hang with the big dogs, stay on the porch. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Where you get that from? Grab a mic, spit one. Let me that MC 8 Ball and MJG. Keep spitting that D to the IMP. Bun B, that's Texas, baby. Ball and G, that's Memphis, baby. Short dog, that's Oakland, baby. Ain't nothing but pimping these days, G. My C got locked just keep rolling downhill. Crash and burn, can't stand, fall back. You're doing too much, you can't handle all that. Man, it's been way too long. Time to let the whole world play your songs. Like me, my shit gets around. Leave the country, come back, and hit the town. I'm in Miami, New York, and ATL. Houston and LA, ask Dave Chappelle. Buy my rich, you got it from me. And made $50 million, I'm proud of you, D. But I'm crazy, you don't wanna be like me. I come from East Oakland, where the youngsters get hypey. Blow it. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Too Short, Up All Night, Baby, album number 16. Y'all can't do that.
I know you gonna dig this.
You're listening to YULradio.com.
I am your host,
Zion the Archangel, Lady A Plus, Tiffany Feliciano, and your girl Harmony Love.
Yes, wake up. It's getting time.
Why you out?
Turn up.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me the
best man to ever do it.
Yeah! Let it hit him.
You're listening to YULradio.com.
Lego.
KAZI 88.7 FM, WATB 1420 AM, and Pop Life Radio. I'm your host today, Harmony Love. And Pop Life listeners, I have another popular lifestyle story to share with you today. We have an accomplished actress who has starred in many of our favorite television shows and films, like Tyler Perry, For Better or Worse, which earned her an NAACP Image Award nomination for Outstanding Actress in a Comedy Series, her role in Why Did I Get Married and its sequel. And everyone knows her as the twins' mama in one of my favorite coming-of-age films, ATL. And she is currently starring in a popular Fox series, Empire, as Cookie Lyon's sister. Oh, my God, the list goes on and on. Today, she's talked to us about her feature-length directorial debut for TV One's When Love Kills, the Felicia Blakely story. Let's welcome to Pop Life Radio, Tasha Smith. How are you this morning, Tasha?
Hi, I'm amazing, and thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. You know what? I'm so excited. So I want to start off, first of all, by saying congratulations on When Love Kills. I had the privilege to watch an advanced screening of the film, and I absolutely 100% enjoyed it. How do you feel about your directorial debut?
Honey, I feel so excited, so nervous. I hope people love it. You know, I'm ecstatic.
Yeah, it was so good. I loved it from the very beginning to the end. The story was told very well. Like, I thoroughly enjoyed it. So why do you feel that it is important to tell Felicia Blakely's story?
Well, it's somewhat of a cautionary tale, you know. I wanted to tell the story from her perspective, not take anything away from the families that have suffered because of, you know, what Felicia did, but to hopefully stop these kind of things from happening again, showing the how, the why, and hopefully just stopping women from having to experience this, you know, and having to commit these kind of crimes, you know. The For My Man series on TV One is very popular because for some reason, people are very interested in this, you know, and I feel like we can help speak to women through it.
I agree, because one of the most outstanding parts of the film for me was when Natia, aka Lil Mama, who plays Felicia Blakely, she's explaining to, you know, the viewers why she loved this man. And one of the main things was that nobody had ever told her that, no other man told her that I love you before. And that was a big thing for her. So, you know, she associated with, well, he's saying to me that he loves me, so that means whatever he does must be love. And I thought that was amazing how it was portrayed on screen.
Yeah, wasn't that deep though? And there are so many women out here that are seeking love. Like, we hear people say seeking love in all the wrong places. I just think there are a lot of vulnerable women out there, and I think her story is going to teach them.
Yes, definitely. Now, Tasha, your cast did a superb job. I mean, the rest of the cast did great, but I have to make sure I do a shout out, special shout out to Miss Natia. She stole the show. So how proud are you of her performance?
I am extremely performant. I mean, I worked hard with her to be able to help her capture that performance. So I feel like we accomplished our goal and that people will hopefully be very sympathetic towards Felicia Blakely.
You know, I think that they are. You did a great job portraying the energy on film. And I felt, you know, I felt sorry for her at the end. I was like, you know, I just kept thinking that she didn't have to go through that. I wish she didn't have to ever meet that man. And I did feel sorry for her at the end, even though she is in prison for murder. I still felt sorry for her at the end of the story.
I know. I did too. Because it could have been prevented.
Yes, it could have been prevented. Many of the things, but she did more than one thing for this man, and all of them could have been prevented. It was like a, you know, even though at the end she went to prison for murder, it was a lot of times, even though she was doing things here and there, that she could have stopped. And she had plenty of chances to change her life, you know, for something different.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. Now, as a director, can you share with us some of the memorable moments that you had on set?
Well, honestly, every day was a very powerful experience, you know, working with Little Mama, having those experiences with she and with Lance. And, you know, there were moments like the scene where he threatened to burn her was a very memorable moment because we had to rush through that scene so quickly. I didn't know how I was going to do it. I was hoping that they would be prepared emotionally wise and they remembered everything that we talked about. And it was a very scary moment, you know. The last day, that shot you see of her in the doorway was a very memorable moment. It's a shot I had in my head for, you know, the whole time shooting the movie.
Yeah.
And so I was happy that we were able to accomplish that. You know, every day was just special and magical, and it was a blessing. God really did bless us.
Yes, because I want to go back to that scene where Dino was going to set Felicia on fire, where he threatened to set her on fire, and it was so emotional for me. The looks on Lil Mama's and Lance Gross's faces, they really brought those characters to life for me.
Yeah.
And I can imagine it being scary on set because to me it seemed real. So I know that same energy was the same on set. So how quiet or how intense was it after you yelled cut?
It was intense. I mean, it was so intense on that set. Like everyone was committed, was quiet, was respectful. You know, I need my actors to when they drop into the place I need them to be in, I need everyone to respect that space. You know, and it was powerful. Whew, it was powerful.
I know. I felt it. I'm telling you, I did. So, you know, now that you've seen Behind the Veil and you've been on both sides, you've been a director and an actress, do you now have a preference for either one?
To tell you the truth, I really don't. Like, I love both equally. Both of them are equally satisfying, and I'm very happy and grateful because I've been wanting to direct for a long time. It's been a passion, but it's like you just got to wait your turn. So this isn't anything that I just popped up wanting to do. You know, I directed a short film a couple years ago that I did with my own money, and I tried to use that as a reel, you know, for people to see my work, you know, and I just feel like it's a new opportunity for me, and I'm very excited about it.
Me too, and I'm actually looking forward to your future, you know, directorial projects. But what are some of the other upcoming projects that you're currently working on now?
Well, I just finished directing an episode of Tales for BET.
Oh, that is my show. That is my show, Natasha.
Mm-hmm. Then you'll enjoy my episode called 99 Problems. It's the 99 Problems episode, so I'm very excited.
But there is, they say that there are 6 degrees of separation. You know that concept?
Yeah, I do.
One of my on-air personalities actually worked on the set of 99 Problems, so I'm sure you probably
really
know.
Really? Who's that?
Tiffany Feliciano. Yeah, so she said she worked on the set. So maybe she was, yeah, so yeah, you have to go back and look, but I'm sure definitely you guys have run across each other.
Exactly. Well, I'll have to look out for her.
Okay. Now, Tasha, can you share with our listeners your social media handles and websites so that our network can continue to follow and support what you do online?
Yes, yes. If people can first go to my acting school, tsaw.com, T-S-A-W.com, and look up all of my acting seminars coming up in New York and Atlanta and my school in Los Angeles. And my Instagram is Tasha4RealSmith. And my Twitter is Tasha Smith For Real. And, you know, I'm on Facebook. There's a verified page on Facebook. So stay in touch, guys. I'll be live tweeting. And I'm very excited for everyone to see it.
Definitely, me too. And again, Tasha, I would like to thank you for speaking to us today. And listeners on TV One, tune in at 9 p.m. Eastern to watch Tasha's feature-length directorial debut of When Love Kills, the Kalisha Blakely story. You don't want to miss it, and it is so, so good. And remember also to tune into the Cool Kids Morning Show each and every Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. on Pop Life Radio, where pop culture lives. I'm Harmony Love, and until next time, thank you so much, Tasha.
Oh, thank you. You're so wonderful. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you too. Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye. This is Tasha Smith, director of When Love Kills, and I'm listening to Pop Life Radio. Hey.
Blue. You can fuck with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the school, I can get them both. I don't want the tools, and I'm quick cutting off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money move. Say, I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now and speak, that means I don't fuck with you. I'm a boss to a worker. I make bloody moves. Now she say she gon' do what or who? Let's find out and see. Cardi B, you know where I'm at. You know where I be. You in the club just for party. I'm there, I get paid a fee. I be in and out them banks so much I know they tired of me. Honestly, don't give a f*** about who in front of me. Drop 2 mixtapes in 6 months. We're breaking as hard as me. I don't bother with these. Don't let these bother me. They see pictures, they say ghosts. I'm who they tryna be. Look, I might just chill in some babe. I might just chill with your boo. I might just spill on your babe. My p- feel like a lake. He wanna swim with his face. I'm like, okay. I let him get what he want. He buy me Yves Saint Laurent in the new whip. When it go fast as a horse, I got the trunk in the front. I'm the hottest in the street. Know you probably heard of me. Got a bag and fix my teeth. Hope you know it ain't cheap. And I pay my mama bills. I ain't got no time to chill. Think these things be mad at me. They baby father run a bill. Say, little you can fuck with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the school, I can get them both. I don't want the tools, and I'm quick cutting off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money moves. Say, I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now and speak, that means I don't fuck with you. I'm a boss to a worker, I make bloody moves. If you a fool, you get popped. You a goofy, you a op. Don't you come around my way. You can't hang around my block. And I just check my account, turns out I'm rich, I'm rich, I'm rich. I put my hand above my hip, I bet you dipsy, dipsy, dip. I say, I get the money and go. Dip this high like a stove. My glitter is gold. Tell that little bitch, say her role. I just a rover, no rolls. I just came up in a rave. I need to fill up the tank. No, I need to fill up the safe. I need to let all these know they none of them none of the safe. I go to dinner and steak, only the real can relate. I used to live in the peace, now it's a crib with a gate. Rolly got charms, the life was the place. Hard to let these know, just in case he's forgot. I just wanna check the mail, another check from on a stop. You can fuck with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the school, I can get them both. I don't want the tools, and I'm quick cutting off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money moves. Say, I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now and speak, that means I don't fuck with you. I'm a boss to a worker, I make bloody moves. Bloody
moves. Bloody Girls moves. Trip 2 in the works. This year, women really showed that they ran the world, from Hidden Figures to Wonder Woman and the box office smash, Girls Trip.
Now, although the Flossy Posse had to wait years before they reunited for their epic Essence Festival experience, I don't think that fans will have the same delay. Word on the web is that the powerhouse producer, Will Packer, spilled the beans on Vulture about a sequel. "We're definitely talking about it," Will continued. "The only thing harder than opening a studio comedy today is opening a studio comedy sequel." Now, the film's producer continued, "That's the next challenge. I love our team, and it's still a little early in the movie. It's still in theaters, but it's something that we've all thought about." Now, breakout star Tiffany Haddish had fans dying of laughter from start to finish. So make sure that you guys bring your Flossy Posse denim jacket. Don't forget the chain, and of course, bring that grapefruit. Let us know down below in our comment section, how do you guys feel about the possibility of getting a girls trip too? Or hit us up on Twitter using the hashtag BTBreaks. For more, jet over to our website, and don't you guys forget to subscribe to BT Network's YouTube channel. I'm Jamela Mustafa at @JMedia_, and you guys just took a break.
Hey, what up? This is Keith Robinson from Saints and Sinners, and you are now listening to Pop Life Radio.
Hey, big, 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 big. I can't even pass on her. She walking around with all her dance on her. Big, 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 big. I can't even pass on her. She walking around with all her dance on her. Shawty bad as hell, and she all about the lettuce. Green waistline smile, I'm like, what you ate for breakfast? Since she from Miami, but she moving back to Texas. Know she wanna, cause she staring at my necklace. Wanna hit the club, cause she wanna show her clothes. Oh. Bought some new heels, cause she wanna show her toes. Okay. Dress fit right, and it's better when she pose. Customary thing, you can't find it in the store. Beat, 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 that's a bad ballin'. Ballin'. Only f***ing with you. Know what's ballin'. Ain't a gold digger, cause she got her own. Ain't a gold digger, cause she got her own. Yeah, money in the bank, bank. Need no cheat, cheat. Face on beat, beat. Hair on fleek. Ain't talking no spinning. Hell no, that's weak. Want a hood that could give her that meat. Big, 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 big. I can't even pass on her. She walk around with all her dance on her. Big, 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 big. I can't even pass on her. She walk around with all her dance on her.
Stick, stick, lick, lick. She thick,
she big,
she switch. Good girl with a bad attitude. Take it everywhere, longitude, latitude. Gratitude, she from the peace state. Yeah, off of peace sake. Pound on that, couple round, make me sleep late. Wait,
wait,
take a bet like a rebate. She entree.
What?
My appetizer straight from cheese. Go. He fake,
fake,
he fake. All up, all up, talk to your walnut. Bitch, you call up. That's that, take me to the mall straight. I'm all up, then I beat it till she ball up. All she want is a baller. She know I'm about the bottle. Tonight she gon' have the. In the morning she gon' have
on.
Yeah, I can't even lie to you.
Nah.
She told me, titty, ain't this fine to you? Yeah.
Big, big,
big,
big,
big, big.
I can't even pass on her. She walk around with all her dance on her.
Big,
big, big, big, big. I can't even pass on her. She walking around with all her dance on her.
Big, 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 big.
Hey guys, for Complex News, I'm Natasha Martinez. The end of A Tribe Called Quest was being not so subtly hinted at by Q-Tip this year. Back in July, the rapper told fans they needed to be done in order to honor their brother, Fife Dawg, who died last year. Now Q-Tip announced the group's final show over the weekend when A Tribe Called Quest performed at Festival in Dorset, England. In the middle of their performance of Whatever Will Be, Q-Tip said, "A Tribe Called Quest, we suffered a blow. We lost our boy, Fife Dog. This is gonna be our last show as A Tribe Called Quest ever." The group has announced they would be done performing in the past. In November of 2013, Q-Tip said they would be done while opening for Kanye West on select dates during his Yeezus tour. However, the group reconvened for We Got It From Here, Thank You For Your Service, in November of 2016, giving them their first number one chart debut since August of 1996. But after Fife Dog's death due to complications of diabetes, the end is certainly here, closing the books on a 27-year career for the Queens New York Collective. Highlights from the show in England were shared to social media, and the set was set to end with electric relaxation, where the group turned Fife Dog's verse into a mini tribute. Q-Tip ended by saying, "27 years, thanks for all the support you've given us over the years, Fife Dog." That's your news for now. For more of today's trending stories, subscribe to Complex on YouTube. For Complex News, I'm Natasha Martinez.
I'm Greg Allen Williams from Greenleaf, and I'm tuned in to Lady A Plus on Pop Life Radio.
Throw it up, throw it up. Watch it all fall out. Pull it up, pull it up. That's how we ball out. Throw it up, throw it up. Watch it all fall out. Pull it up, pull it up. That's how we ball out. Strip clubs and dollar bills. I still got my money. Patron shots, gonna get a refill. Strippers gone up and down that pole. And I still got my money. 4 o'clock and we ain't going home. I still got my money. Money make the world go round. I still got my money. Fans make your girl go down. I still got my money. Lot more where that came from. I still got my money. But look at your eyes and know you want some. That's how we ball out. That's how we ball out. That's how we ball out. That lake costs $100 bills. I still got my money. Gold all up in my grill. I still got my money. Who cares how you haters feel? I still got my money. Call Jay up and close the deal. I still got my money. My fragrance on and they love my smell. I still got my money. So who cares about what I spend? My pockets deep and they never end. Still got my money. I'm going dumb with all my friends. Still got my money. Oh, oh, all I see is signs. All I see is dollar signs. Oh, oh, money on my mind. Money, money on my mind. Throw it up. Watch it fall off from the sky. Throw it up, throw it up. Watch it all fall out. Ball out, throw it up, throw it up. Watch it all fall out. Pull it up, pull it up. That's how we ball out. That's how we ball out.
Pop Life Radio, celebrating over 20 That's years of out. Urban excellence. YUL listeners, thank you so much for listening on WATB 1420. And be sure to check us out 24 hours a day on your TuneIn app, Roku, and of course on YULradio.com.
That's how we ballin'. Boom, 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 boom. I'm dizzy, head is spinning. Heartbroken, now it's bleeding. I think I need attention. Call 911 extension. Boom. This is Taj Infinity, and you're listening to YULradio.com.
Captain, a stem, catch a wave on us. Take a shot, make a friend, just enjoy the moment.
I'm Luke Skywalking on these haters.
Celebrate every day like a birthday.
Great things come to those that wait up.
gotta stay up. I'm outstanding, so I stand out. I'm more babe than a bathhouse. Top gun on my Tom Cruise. Life keeps and I don't lose. More than love, it makes it cool as a breeze. So pick a poison, yeah, I got what you need. Nonchalant, got the green on rotation all night. We gon' keep it psychedelic like a cap and a stem. Catch a wave on us. Take a shot, make a friend, just enjoy the moment.
I'm Luke Skywalking on his haters.
Celebrate every day like a birthday.
Good things come, you know that.
Wait up, but don't wait to jump in too long. Don't sleep, you gotta stay up. Don't sleep, you gotta stay up. Wildin' on my haters.
In my 23s, I've been a Jordan moment. Wildin' with the paper. Ice all on my chain, I'm a. I just bought two of you staying up. Hanging with the gang, that shit dangerous. I can't fuck you with my chain, you should take a look. Yeah. Come and catch your way, take one out my cup. Yeah. Damn the OD, yeah. Damn the police. Wallet in SV, yeah. Moving up your street. Yeah. When we on the creek, can't be sand to the beat. No day, ain't no night, make no plans, ain't no sleep.
Cap and a step, catch a wave on us. Take a shot, make a friend, just enjoy the moment.
I'm Luke Skywalking on his haters.
Celebrate every day like a birthday.
Good things come, you know that.
Wait up, but don't wait to jump in too long. Don't sleep, you gotta stay up. Don't sleep, you gotta stay up. I was losing, but I'm better now. All gains I've been wrapping up. At the pool like a matador. Hey. Right now I'm higher up in Canada. Hey. Oh. Cap in a storm, catch a wave on us. Take a shot, make a friend, just enjoy the moment.
I'm Luke Skywalking on his haters.
Celebrate every day like a birthday.
Good things come to those that wait up.
Hey, what's up, you guys? This is Natia, Lil Mama Kirkland, and I'm rocking with Harmony Love and Zion Archangel right here on Pop Life Radio.
Mic check, mic check.
1, 2, 1, 2.
Mic check, mic check.
What you gonna do?
Mic check, mic check.
Yay.
Mic check, mic check.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's the mic check.
Ooh, yeah.
All day, we in here.
I know you gonna dig this.
You know you're rockin'.
You're now tuned in to the Cool Kids Morning Show.
Pop Life Radio, bringing you the best in pop, hip-hop, and R&B.
You are now rocking.
It's the Cool Kids Morning Show.
Yeah.
You are now tuned into Zion the Archangel, Lady A+, Tiffany Feliciano, and your girl Harmony Love.
The station with the best music. Best music.
I love the music.
Best music. Turn your radios up. Yo, turn it up.
This is Pop Life Radio, and you're listening to the Cool Kids.